This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program. Hour one on this Tuesday, Dan and the Danettes. Dan Patrick Show, a little morbid there. Come on in, stay a while. Happy Valentine's Day.
Yay!
Fritzy, do you have Valentine's Day names today?
I have a SportsCenter tease that has a Valentine's theme to it.
Okay, but that's not what I asked.
I don't.
Yay!
Now I feel motivated to put something together.
God bless us,
everyone.
Nobody.
Bob Love.
Come on in, stay a while.
Daryl Strawberry.
Jim Hart.
I know. No. Don't.
Pete Rose.
No.
Larry Flowers.
No.
John Candelari.
My bad. I opened the door. Coming up a little bit, we'll talk to the Hall of Famer, freshly minted, or Hall of Fame elect, Joe Thomas of the Browns. He'll join us. And Nick Wright gets to take a victory lap, the big Kansas City Chiefs fan, Fox Sports 1 co-host. He'll join us a little bit later on as well. This program brought to you by Dollar Shave Club. Dollar Shave Club, you get top shelf shave items at a regular shelf price. Find Dollar Shave Club in the men's razor aisle. Get your Dollar Shave Club razor wherever you want. Epic razors. And epically affordable. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. We got phone calls. We got emails. We got tweets. All the above. Say good morning if you're watching on Peacock. Thank you. Our streaming partner. And make sure you download the app. You can watch for free. And our radio affiliates, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and the other great radio affiliates who carry this program every single morning. Play of the day, stat of the day, poll question. All of that forthcoming as we now deal with the fallout of the NFL season. Colts, Cardinals expected to name their coaches in the next couple of days. And I'm curious what the Cardinals are going to do because it's not a desirable job as far as the big names. Felt like they were avoiding this. And when we were in Arizona, the number of people off the record who talk about sort of the locker room culture with the Cardinals was really alarming, that it felt toxic. Toxic was the word that was used by two NFL reporters that I spoke to. And, you know, they didn't want to be quoted, but I kept saying, what are we missing here? Now, that we were talking, you know, to J.J. Watt, and I asked him about Kyler Murray. He didn't want to talk about it. He asked me my opinion on it. Now, granted, J.J. has to live out there, but to understand what's going on inside that locker room right now, and you have Kyler Murray who underwent surgery and probably not ready for the start of this season, but you got your GM who's already in there, you got a quarterback who's got a long-term contract there, and if you're a coach walking in there, do you want to meet with Kyler Murray before you take that job? Can you meet with Kyler Murray? So there are a lot of questions there with the Colts situation. Jeff Saturday is not going to get it. And he'll probably go back to the mothership there. But it looks like it'll be the offensive coordinator from the Eagles, Shane Steichen, who will get that job. He didn't want to answer that question after the Super Bowl, and I understand that. But it looks like he's going to be the next man up there. And maybe Eric Bieniemy is going to leave the Chiefs because it almost feels like he needs to get out from underneath Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes to prove that he can be his own man, calling his own plays. I don't know how much credit he deserves. I don't know how much credit he's going to get. But he is on the staff, and that he was singled out by Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid after the Super Bowl. But it feels like he almost has to go to another place to almost reinvent himself, or at least have people look at him differently than they do with the Chiefs. Because with the Chiefs, it's, you know, Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid. Oh, yeah, Eric Bieniemy is the offensive coordinator. And then, you know, I heard from somebody who covers the Chiefs who said, yeah, but, you know, Mahomes is going to get credit for everything anyway. If you're the offensive coordinator, what is your job? And I thought it sounded simplistic, but, you know, look at what they did against the Eagles. They're late in the game with a couple of different formations. Just something small and something that they used, a play that they used earlier in the year. They confused the Eagles. Something small. I don't know if Eric Bieniemy had anything to do with that, or Andy Reid did, or Patrick Mahomes, whoever. But it feels like Eric Bieniemy, and even if Andy Reid were to retire, I don't think that he would have gotten the head coaching job in Kansas City. So there's something missing there with that situation. Something missing with what's going on with the Cardinals there. And maybe it's obvious what's going on with the Cardinals is you entrusted this franchise with a, what, 23-year-old quarterback who's undergoing surgery, who's not a leader. And they got him early. And they're going to pay for it in a variety of ways there. Also, speaking of getting paid, Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts going in the second round helps him incredibly, exponentially, because now he can get into that next contract, because if he was a first-round pick, he would have to wait even longer. Now the Eagles got to sign him. The question is, how much is he worth? How often will he hear the following or his agent? Yeah, but we did surround you with the best offensive line, and we got some good weapons, and you got a good tight end there, and we ran the football, and yeah. And what do you want to do? You want me to be a free agent after next season, and then you don't get anything? Or do you want to pay me $45 million? And then I wonder, both of these quarterbacks are going to get paid. We know Hurts is going to get paid. Mahomes is already getting paid. I'm waiting for them to freshen up that contract here, because they might go, hey, you know what? You want us another Super Bowl? Let's freshen this up. And, you know, but if I'm Mahomes, I want to shift some money, and then I want to make sure that I have that infrastructure. If you have that, now you have a chance to be, you know, the second greatest quarterback or the greatest quarterback of all time when it's all said and done. But that's another thing. Look, Mahomes is wonderful. Best player in the game, most valuable player in the game. But he's got a long way to go. A long way to go to get to Tom Brady. Now, he may have Joe Montana in his sights right now, and I could certainly understand that. But let's just, there's a lot that can happen. Because we look at it as a foregone conclusion that, well, he got Andy Reid, he's got these weapons, he's, of course he's going to be there. I mean, they're going to go back. They're going to back and back and back. Okay. AFC is tougher than the NFC. The Eagles actually, I think, have a better chance to go back than the Chiefs do, just because look at the NFC. Who do you really worry about in the NFC? Cowboys? Rams? Buccaneers? Packers? Vikings? Lions? Like, who is really threatening? And then you look at the AFC and you're like, oh, my God. Bengals aren't going anywhere. I mean, they're going to be good. Buffalo's going to be good. If the Raiders get Aaron Rodgers, I mean, Chargers going to get good. Jacksonville's good. Like, there's a lot of the best quarterbacks in the AFC right now. And even though Kansas City should be the favorites, and DraftKings has them as the favorites to win it all next year, look at the AFC. You know, the NFC, the Niners, I guess, if they figure out their quarterbacking situation. But then, is Brock Purdy a fluke? Can Trey Lance play? Can you have both? So there's a lot of questions that go along with the AFC in trying to come back. But the NFC, you know, you got a couple of teams, but that's it. Yeah, Marv.
Does Joe Montana get credit for playing in a really tough NFC? Because you kind of look They played good Giants team, Bears, the then called Cowboys. Redskins, Cowboys. Like that whole era just seemed like they were just a bunch of dogs over there.
Yeah, I mean that was pretty tough. If you won the NFC, it felt like you won the Super Bowl back then. And then he, of course, went on to win four, didn't lose. And I think we rarely talk about Joe Montana's stats. All we do is say, well, won four Super Bowls and never threw an interception. That's it. So four games stand alone for Joe Montana. Joe Montana was a feeling. If you watched him play, there was a feeling about him that he was going to win the game. That's it. Joe Montana, Joe Cool, he was going to win the game. And how many quarterbacks have we said that about over the years? Over the course of, you know, a larger sample size. Like, obviously, Brady. Mahomes is in that category now. Where you go, that guy's going to win. There's a feeling about him where if he gets the ball, game on the line, he's going to win the game. And Joe Montana was one of the first quarterbacks that I remember having that feeling. It was like this dread if, you know, your team was facing his. And you're like, oh. And when the Bengals played them and Joe let him down and threw the touchdown to John Taylor, I mean, it was inevitable. You just went, how's this going to happen? It's going to really hurt. How's he going to do this to us? And he did it, you know, systematically. Like, boom, 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 touchdown, John Taylor, ball game. Patrick Mahomes is like that now. Tom Brady was like that now. Very, very few quarterbacks. Yeah, Paul.
Remember the Eagles, Patriots Super Bowl a few years ago? Eagles take the lead. They're up 38-33 at the Patriots. Brady gets a ball back with 2:20 to go and a timeout. And I can remember we were in the stands, the four Danettes. McLovin was there, and he's an Eagles fan. He goes, well, this is over. Brady's got 2.5 minutes and a timeout, and he only needs 5 points. If Brandon Graham doesn't get that strip sack, you're like, well, Brady's going to do this.
Yeah.
Like an afterthought.
Yeah, and so I'm handing out the trophy that night, and I'm back behind Brady at the goalpost because they're going to bring out the stage there in that end zone. And I'm watching that from behind because I'm thinking Brady is going to win this thing, and then I'm going to have to change who I'm interviewing up on stage. In my mind, I'm thinking this. You know, 2.5 minutes to go, and I'm thinking, that's an eternity. And Brandon Graham gets the strip sack, and then that was it. Then it was, you know, fly, Eagles, fly. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at dpshow, 113 million viewers watch the Super Bowl. And I always want to know, what was the second most watched show on Sunday night? Was it a repeat of Family Guy?
Or Ice Airport Alaska or whatever.
Something. Ice Truckers or Main Cabin Master, like something. I'd like to find out the second most watched show on Sunday night. Also, the ratings went up when Rihanna went up on stage for halftime. I think it was 108, and then she might have been responsible for 5 million people watching the halftime show because you already had the football people. They're already watching. And then all of a sudden, halftime show, that's when you get the non-football fans or the casual football fan who's going to go, oh, I want to tune in to watch that. But Rihanna was responsible for, I guess, a $5 million bump there. Oh, bump. See what I did? The baby bump.
Nicely done.
Yeah, baby bump. All right, poll question today, Seton O'Connor. What do you have for me?
Who would you pay? Who would you pay $250 million to first?
Okay.
We could sort of populate this a little bit. Jalen Hurts.
Does it have to be $250 million?
Yes, it does.
Why?
$250 million guaranteed.
Okay. So this is past Deshaun Watson's $230 guaranteed.
Well, I mean, if Deshaun Watson got $230 million and has essentially done nothing in the league, plus has just gobs of baggage.
Yes, he does.
Gobs of baggage, great band.
Yes. Yeah,
gobs of baggage.
Ladies and gentlemen, gobs of baggage.
I would, if I was, say, Jalen Hurts' agent, I'd say, okay, so let's start at 230 and go up from there. Because he's actually accomplished things in the league. He doesn't have all of that baggage.
See, if I was the Eagles, I'd say to his agent, 230? Oh, going to the dentist today.
Ah! Oh, no.
Yeah, just to be able to have a little levity there. Yeah. We want...
that's why I went with 250.
230. Oh, it does. All right.
Yeah, 250 doesn't...
You better go to a dentist. There. What?
It is easy to kick around $250 million when you're making like little corny jokes. I think that kind of...
Well, he's making a million. Jalen Hurts made $1 million this year.
Yeah, a million. That total salary was a million.
Bryce Young at Alabama through NIL made more than Jalen Hurts did this year.
Yeah.
There's a few football players in college. Caleb Williams made more money than Jalen Hurts did. But if you said 250, okay, so are we looking at Lamar Jackson?
Yes.
Jalen, what's with the delivery?
I don't know.
Okay.
Because I'm having fun.
Okay. Jalen Hurts, Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
Who else?
You want to go Daniel Jones in there? I don't know that he belongs in that, but...
He belongs in this poll because that's what the Giants are dealing with.
Mm.
Okay. All right.
Because they didn't pick up his fifth-year option. They have to, you know what, to get off the pot with him.
So we take Joe Burrow off the board.
Yeah.
Right? I feel like you take Kyler Murray off the board, too, because he's already under contract.
Yeah.
What about Tua?
Tua.
You want to just go those four? Jalen, Lamar, Daniel, Tua?
Yeah, it feels like it's going to be top heavy with two and then the two at the bottom there.
Is it really between Jalen Hurts and Lamar Jackson?
Yeah. And there'll be recency bias and people will have no problem spending that money on Jalen Hurts.
But you can't pay two of that money.
No. No, I would franchise him. I just want to see, can you get through a season? If you can get through a season, did you see where he's taking judo? To help him land? I don't know how much control you have when you land when somebody's 300 pounds and they're whipping you around like a rag doll. I mean, he has his head slammed on the turf, but I think he's taking judo lessons to learn how to fall. Yes, Todd.
Sounds kind of kung foolish to me.
Okay.
That's not bad.
Okay. Yeah, right. That's not bad.
Serviceable.
Bloop, bloop. All right. Just as long as there's no Valentine's Day names, this is a great day.
Okay.
That's your Valentine's to me.
You had a little Jim Boeheim reaction to the poll choices a couple of minutes ago.
Yeah, Paul.
Tua's due to make $1 million next year with a spread out signing bonus and roster bonus, but his salary is $1 million. They're going to pay him like $9 million total next year, Tua. If they pick up his fifth year option in 2024, he'll make $23 million. And then he's a free agent. They have a little wiggle room.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, phone calls are welcome. We'll settle on our poll question, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Joe Thomas, frequent guest on this show. Great story about how he found out that he was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Wonderful story, and it had to do with him in his underwear. How about that for a tease? Nick Wright, a little bit later on, gets to take a victory lap with his Kansas City Chiefs. We'll take a break. We're back after this. Dan Patrick Show. Oh, this time of the year, the internet, you got to be careful with everything that you're sharing. Let's say you're buying flowers or buying candy, something on the internet, because the cyber thieves are there.
You know what just happened to us?
What?
$25,000 in dog food. Yeah, true story.
So somebody got your information?
Yeah, I got a text saying, hey, did you just order like $300 worth of dog food? Like, no. So then got on the phone with the people. It was like 85 orders of $300 or more or something. I think it came out to close to $25,000.
Yeah. Can you get that to my house? Because I had it somehow delivered to your house.
That's because, she eats a lot of food.
My dog eats a lot of food.
Tell Tyler to get his credit card straight.
It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. That's why you need LifeLock by Norton. Anything happens, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist works to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but try LifeLock Identity Theft Protection. Starts right here. Use the promo code Patrick, 1-800-LIFELOCK, or go to LifeLock.com. Use the promo code Patrick. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. and you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Marvin controlling the music for a couple more weeks. And then, as Marvin says, after that, it's going to be...
Styx, yeah. Journey, Rush.
Yeah. Who is this? It's
Marvin Gaye.
Yeah. Marvin is named after Marvin Gaye. Mm.
Correct. And it's Valentine's Day.
Whoa, yeah. Damn,
I want you the right way? Come on.
Yeah.
Deep voice Danny.
Yeah. Happy Valentine's Day. Although that sounded a little creepy, didn't it?
I thought it was hot.
Oh, you're hot. You know what? Valentine's Day snuck up on us. Ooh. Normally, in the old days, the Super Bowl is at the end of January, maybe first week and weekend in February. Now, all of a sudden, it's February 12th, and then we're flying back, and 2 days later, Happy Valentine's Day. Who forgot to get their wife something today? Yes, I did forget. I did. I was like, oh, Happy Valentine's Day. Yes, Paul.
I did the late night grab a card last night from the local pharmacy, gave her the card, then I tried the move. Here was the move I tried. Let me know what you guys think. Okay. Hey, but we'll really blow it out this weekend. Get you, you know, take you out to dinner. And
that's solid.
Because
it is
a Tuesday. I'm using the week to get a buffer.
Yeah, but here's the thing. My wife should be the one who should be, you know, saying, hey, I got to get you something. We're going to blow it out this weekend. Why do I have to say it? Like, shouldn't she be in love with me as well?
Are you new here? Did you just get here?
Yeah. But I thought, you know, it's...
I like that twist. You know, like, why don't you do something for me?
Yeah.
I like that twist.
Why don't you tell me how much you love me? Why don't you get me flowers? Why don't you get me chocolates?
I love a nice Gerber daisy.
Why don't you get me something edible? Arrangement there. Yes, Tom.
You're right, though. We slide into these gender roles. Why it's all on us. We better make sure we have the flowers, and the chocolates, and the dinner reservation, and the jewelry.
Let's take back Valentine's Day. Who's with me?
I hear you. I'm with you.
I'm sitting this one out.
Okay. All right, you guys are soft.
I really just want some of those, like, gummy hearts, a bag of gummy hearts.
That's it? Good.
Yeah, it's kind of... You know what I've been doing the last few years that I didn't this year, though, which I should have? Yeah. I'll take, like, one... Christmas present and set it aside for this day, knowing that this day is coming up.
Okay.
And being like, oh, crap, I forgot to go get something. Like, oh, no, wait, I saved those earrings right there.
I like that.
We're all set.
I like, how about you, Mr. Romantic Marvin?
This morning she woke up to some flowers and a card. The card says, there's nobody I'd rather lay next to while looking at your phone.
Yeah.
That's love right there.
Did you get her a card and flowers?
I did.
Wow.
Show off. I did.
All right. Come on now. Does anybody top that?
Yeah, I did a card, but I haven't done flowers yet.
Yeah, Todd.
I brought back a Super Bowl 57 cap and some chocolates from the airport. I am good to go.
Yeah, but those are for you.
They are.
So what is it, Ghirardelli or whatever? Ghirardelli? Yeah.
You know, our wives know that we stop at the airport shop there. And you're like, what can I get?
Chocolate pecan turtle thing.
Hey, honey, Rocky Mountain. Here's a press credential, a bag full of dirty clothes.
Yay! Yay! Yeah, we're not. I don't do Valentine's Day. You know, every day is Valentine's Day for me.
When you love love.
Yes, I love love. Yeah.
So you take today off, and then the other 364.
It's, you know, it's like that. Being Irish, I take off New Year's Eve. Being a a romantic, I take off Valentine's Day. St. Patty's Day, I take that off. I give that to everybody. I don't need it. Yes, Mark.
You said on Valentine's Day, I take off. I thought you were going to say something else. You're like, I take off.
Yeah. Yeah. Fritzy has a poll for Valentine's Day. A poll question.
Yeah, he does.
A poll question for Valentine's Day.
I can't do it in your voice. You'll have to take my Brooklyn accent. Most important thing to get on Valentine's Day. Flowers, chocolate/candy, dinner reservations, jewelry. It on. Most important thing to get on Valentine's
Day. It on.
You'll never find.
No. It's the most important thing to get on Valentine's.
Ritzy's wife just voted for flowers over it on.
Yes. And whenever they say, don't get me anything, don't fall victim to that. Yes, Mark.
That's like whenever you guys get into an argument and your wife says, do whatever you want to do. That means don't do whatever you want to do.
It's like, yeah, no, look, you could do whatever you want to do, but do the right thing. Like, there's very much a subtext to that, but you know what the right thing is to do, though. So you do whatever you want to do, but
happy Valentine's Day. Fritzy has a sports center tease that has Valentine's Day names in it.
Yeah, it's got like a theme, like Valentine's theme.
Sounds good.
It sounds good.
Yeah, Marv, I think we're going to do it right now.
Right now?
Like, yeah.
Get it over with.
Let's get in the mood
Set
here.
The tone.
This is for everybody. This is our gift to you.
It's essentially, Todd right now is essentially lighting candles and putting on some music.
Yeah.
For the audience.
That's how I do
He's setting the mood.
Yeah, you're setting the tone.
I know no other way.
Early Valentine's Day. Here's Todd with his SportsCenter tease. Yeah.
Coming up on SportsCenter, it's a special Valentine's Day edition. Chiefs fans get ready to show some love to their team at the upcoming parade. Verbal bouquets aren't enough to satisfy a disappointed Jalen Hurts, but is he about to get a sweet deal from Philly? Spider Mitchell takes a bite out of the Spurs. Kyrie refuses another shot, but tries to keep Mavs fans' affection. With the Raiders breaking up with David Carr, which teams may be cozying up to the signal caller next? Who might the Colts and Cardinals be attracted to for their head coaching positions? He's about to enter the darkness to shed light on his future desires. What's Aaron going to do next? And it may still be a few months away, but who's the sexy pick in the 2023 NFL draft? It's not all sunshine and roses, but we're passionate about our highlights. SportsCenter next.
A little long.
A couple of seconds long. About 8 seconds long.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Happy Valentine's Day.
We're passionate about our highlights.
We are all done with that today.
Take a bite.
Yeah.
Eight seconds long.
Yeah.
That's what you hear on Valentine's Day.
Yep. Wow. Thank you, Mark.
It was controversial there. Kyrie refuses another shot.
I thought that was good.
A little controversial.
But it was too quick. Like, you could have milked that one down a little bit. Yeah, because, Kyrie and Luka had a hard time getting – they didn't get a shot off there in the final seconds there.
Yeah, each one wanted to have the other one shoot it, and the next thing you know, they lose by three.
Luka had 33. Do you know that he has at least one 30-point game against every team in the league, other than the Mavs, of course? Sounded like stat of the day to me, Marvin, but I don't know.
Woo! Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day!
Brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. How about some phone calls here? Jeff in Detroit. Hi, Jeff. What's on your mind today?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Love football coverage. You guys did a wonderful job. Missed you guys. Been dealing with some stuff, but hey, I'm back in the saddle, dude. Listen, you were talking last week in reference to Hall of Fame and recognition, and I had the idea. What if you polled all Hall of Famers? Ask them, would they be willing to do this? The Hall of Fame jacket is gold with like a patch on it that's outlined in black. Sort of like a general in an army or something like that. Put black epaulets on first ballot Hall of Famers' coats. And that way it'll be easy to recognize them. It's not too much. And I'm sure you can go back and do all of the previous jackets. So when somebody walks in, they definitely recognize, they definitely deserve that recognition, getting in on the first ballot, Most definitely.
All right. Well, thank you, Jeff. I think they're going to do something. Deion has been a proponent of not, you know, the Hall of Fame, and I'm paraphrasing, is soft, gotten soft, where they're letting more people in. Well, they have to let a certain number of people in every year. It's not like the Baseball Hall of Fame where they go, you didn't get enough votes. Isn't it mandatory that it's five or six every year? You know, you're going to have people in that you might go, are they as good as? And the answer is no. But can you do it where you give first ballot Hall of Famers a different jacket? I'm fine with that. Yes, Todd.
I don't like that. It's the gold jacket, the gold jacket. You're in the Hall of Fame. I don't like you're on a different level or different tier. They make your bust bigger or whatever it is. I think where they have the little plaque that describes your career, somewhere in there you can put first ballot Hall of Famer. Or if you want to put a little certain color frame around that description of their career that shows that they're a first ballot Hall of Famer. But once you start dealing with different colors and different symbols on your jacket,
Just have a different shade there. And then people know that guy is really special. Because I don't know how many guys got in on their seventh try or got in, you know, veterans committee. But, it's like the military, that you've earned your stripes. Can you do that with Hall of Fame? I don't have any problem with that. Do you want to do that or do you want to do my other idea where we have first floor, second floor, third floor, penthouse? You want to do that? Do that. I'm fine with it. Yeah, Paul.
I think the benefit of your idea, it'll let the older guys get in faster. Like Joe Klecko wouldn't have had to wait 30 years. He and his family. What if Joe Klecko from the Jets wasn't around right now and he got in posthumously? This would prevent situations like this. Joe Klecko would go in 5, 6, 7 years after he was done at that different level. He'd go in at more. Ken Riley, the guy you talked about many times from the Bengals, he would have gone in 10 years after his career and a lot of his family could have seen it. What if his. I don't know if Joe Klecko's family's alive. What if his mom and dad aren't alive because he had to
wait
so long?
But I don't know if we're going to have different voting if we're going, oh, you know, you got five guys and you got five floors and then you're going to put somebody in on the first floor, second floor, third floor, penthouse. Like, I don't know what you do with something like that, but if they want to designate first ballot Hall of Famer, well, ask Joe Thomas, you know, first ballot Hall of Famer. Should there be a different designation for a first ballot Hall of Famer? He'll join us coming up next hour. Nathan in San Antonio. Hi, Nate. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan, thanks for taking my call. First of all, shout out to Marvin for the rejoin music. Man, that's a classic jam. Just wanted to give another perspective on the referee talk from yesterday. As an official, I can tell you exactly what happened. Either he realized himself that he missed the call, or he went into halftime and his partners pointed out that he missed the call, and he was determined to not miss that call again. That's what happens to us. We miss it. We go in, our partners will say, hey, man, you really missed this. You say, okay, I'm going to look out for that next time. That guy's not going to get away with that again. And that's, so it's not so much that he allowed that to happen and he allowed the game to go that way. He just missed the call, and then he got it right the second time.
All right. Well, thank you, Nathan. So what he's saying is that there was a hold in the first half that wasn't called, and that official said, I'm not going to miss that call in the second half. First of all, I don't like the all-star crews. I like when you have a team, and that team is cohesive enough to be able to kind of check on each other and help each other and convince somebody that maybe they missed something or that they didn't need to throw a flag. Whatever it might be, I feel like a team has been together all year long, and they can be honest with one another. The All-Star crews, you got egos. And there is no doubt in my mind that that plays a role in how they call a game. And who's going to tell me that I may have missed a call there? It's just once you decide to throw the flag on that hold, you know the Super Bowl is over. That's the fact. You throw it, you know the Chiefs are now going to have a first down. They're going to run out the clock, and you know that it's going to end on a field goal. Right? So you have to factor that in as well. The Super Bowl ended on that holding call. Could he have even caught the ball to begin with? Going back and thinking about that, I mean, that's one thing. The thing that stands out even more after watching the All-22 camera, so that's what the coaches get to see. That's the entire field. It's not just focused on, a smaller portion of the game. It's everybody. Now I get to see how many guys were slipping. I mean, the NFL for all the billions and billions of dollars. And they embarrassed themselves with that. You got the Eagles had no chance on a couple of these plays. Now, should they have had different shoes, different cleats? I guess. But, you know, there's one play where two guys fell for the Eagles and Mahomes slipped as well. And then the second half was worse because Rihanna's stage and the number of people who were on the field, and they think it might have heated it up and made it slippery, even more slippery. Like, what are we doing? A Super Bowl is coming down to, can I stand up or can I go back to the Bengals and the 49ers in Miami, and that field was horrible. In fact, one of the Bengals' defensive linemen, I think, got hurt, badly hurt. Tim Krumrie might have broken his leg in that game because of the turf. Like, the game, you can't get a good football field? And I think they spent $800,000 on that field. I hope they kept the receipt. But you look at the number of plays where players were unsure of their footing. That shouldn't happen in the Super Bowl. So did I think the officials erred in calling that penalty? I do. I think that happens all the time. There were other plays in the first half. Could they have called it? They didn't. 59 minutes, you're not calling holding. Then all of a sudden, you throw the flag. And when you threw the flag, the Super Bowl was over. Play of the day is up next. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
The play of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
They're gonna play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Here's Mitchell up the right side. Mitchell into the lane. Mitchell floats and it bounced around the rim and in. Donovan Mitchell with 41. This is his sixth game of 40 or more points.
That's the most by any Cavalier not named LeBron. Most since LeBron had 9 during the 2009 season. That's courtesy Cavaliers Radio Network. Play of the day. Intelligence runs in the family. Innovation runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. The Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Every member waiting to impress. Learn more. MBUSA.com. I watched a little bit of the Cavs last night. and they beat the Spurs. Spurs have lost 13 consecutive games. Do we hold Greg Popovich to the same standards as we do Bill Belichick? Because remember, Pop had this dynasty, and we put him on equal footing with Bill Belichick. Like, he was Belichickian there. But it went bad. Went really bad. Imagine if Belichick had these kind of years. We'd crush him. If his teams had that, we'd crush him. And I don't know if the Spurs are trying to be bad, but they're doing a good job right now. Yeah, Paul.
Last time the Spurs made the postseason was 2018-19. That's almost a hard thing to do in the NBA, miss the playoffs 4 years in a row.
Yeah, longest losing streak in franchise history for the Spurs. Maybe it, you know, when you go back when they got David Robinson, they got Tim Duncan, and maybe it's Victor Wembanyama who's going to be coming to town. Yeah, Paul.
It does feel like they struck gold to draft so many times outside of the top 10. Kawhi Leonard, I think, was the 14th pick. Was Ginobili high second round or late first?
Late first, I think, or early second.
Tony Parker. I think he was late first, early second.
They did a great job. They would draft players, and I think they would stay in Europe, and then they would eventually come over. But, you know, you got Duncan, who played 4 years at Wake Forest. You got David Robinson, and David had the back injury, and then you were able to win the lottery with Tim Duncan. I mean, that changed that franchise. They became a dynasty because, you know, they got David, and then they got Tim. But also, you sprinkle in the other draft picks that they made. And, you know, R.C. Buford did a wonderful job there. Yes, Seton O'Connor.
Do you think teams overthink their draft strategy, or is it just that difficult to find good players?
Well, somebody had to look at Luka Doncic and think, I don't know if he can play in the NBA. Like, there had to be, you know, the Phoenix Suns, they had his coach, and they passed on him. And then the Hawks had him and traded him. But, you know, it's weird. In the eye of the beholder, I have to be honest, when I watched him, and granted, he was probably 17 at the time, and I'm watching against grown men, but I kept thinking he's just getting by these players. He's just getting his shot off. And then I realized that's how he plays, because he does the same thing in the NBA. He just gets by, and he just gets his shot off. But I didn't see it. I thought Jaren Jackson Jr. III was going to be the best player in this draft. Kid out of Michigan State, plays for Memphis. Even though I saw, you know, when Trey was playing, and I got to see him, might have been against Portland State and maybe put up 40, and I thought, God, that kid is fun. And I thought, well, can he survive? You know, obviously he can. But, you know, you're watching these players, and I think it's difficult to look at an 18 or 19-year-old and see how that projects out. Because in the old days, I got to see it for 3 years, maybe 4 years, and you had an idea of he's going to be that kind of player. Yes, Marvin.
Now it seems like if you stay more than 1 year, say if you're like a five-star coming into college,
yeah,
and you stay for more than 1 year, well, what's up with him?
Yeah.
How come he's not one and done?
Yeah, the pressure of going, even though you're not ready to go, because the perception is, if I don't go, then people are going to go, maybe he's not that good. Yeah, Paul.
I've always wondered how Kobe Bryant was drafted 13th, because when we've had Jerry West on, he says, if I had the number one pick, I would have taken Kobe Bryant. And Allen Iverson was available, who was a sure thing, one of the sure things of our lifetime at the number one pick. But how did those other 11 teams look at Kobe Bryant and say, no, we'll take Samaki Walker, we'll take Todd Fuller over... And Kobe has his history. Like, he was a second generation. Those usually help you in the draft, like Chris Long in the draft. I still don't know how people passed on him. Was it just the high school thing?
I don't know. I don't know if because he wanted to play, he didn't want to play in certain areas for certain teams, certain cities, and told, you know, his agent told these teams he's not going to play in Charlotte, and he wanted to be on the West Coast. You know, New Jersey. I mean, they took Kerry Kittles. John Calipari?
They stand by that pick.
Yes, they do.
They believe they got their man.
Yes, they do.
Man, that draft was insane, though. I know we go over it all the time, but gosh.
Some pretty good players in there. But then there's some head scratch. Once again, if you're saying, we're going to take Todd Fuller. You know what happens with teams, or at least it used to be? You had to get locked in on a position. You know, we got to have a big. Well, that guy's really good at, no, nah, we need a big. And, it, you know, Portland famously took Sam Bowie. Because at the time, I think, did they have Drexler?
Yep. They didn't want to be redundant at a wing position.
Well, I think they had Jim Paxson as well. And I think they were like, well, we don't want to have another 6'6 guy. Let's take a big guy. But the drafts are littered with that, where you'd get, hey, we got to get a power forward. How about just the best guy? Yes, Eden.
Yeah, I thought in that draft, I remember watching Kerry Kittles and thinking he was just going to be a monster. That dude, he was going to take over the league.
I watched the recap of that draft, and they actually said Kerry Kittles was the most pro-ready because I think he played 3 years at Nova. That draft went Allen Iverson, Marcus Camby, Sharif Abdur-Rahim.
Sharif Abdur-Rahim!
Stephon Marbury, Ray Allen traded for each other. Antoine Walker, who was a great rookie. Lorenzo Wright had a nice career. Kerry Kittles, Samaki Walker, not so great. Eric Dampier, nice career. Todd Fuller, not so great. And then Kobe Bryant at 13.
Yeah.
Peja at 14, who had a very nice career.
Yeah. Yeah.
Steve Nash at 15.
Peja's son, I think, is at Stanford or committed to Stanford. But I'm going to guess if he can shoot like it. His dad, one of the great shooters in the history of the game. One of the great shooters.
Della Shrimp.
Good. Good. Carrie in Cincinnati. Hi, Carrie.
I just wanted to make a comment on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
I spoiled my husband this year. We went and saw Sandman on Monday at a Heritage Bank.
Oh, awesome.
But yeah. It was awesome. I was a little bit annoyed with the gentleman behind me who yelled, "Are we going to leave before the traffic?" I was so mad. Like, really, dude? Really? Like, you're at Sandman. Why would you do that? So, yeah. But that was just my comment about that. And also, I would love to hear you say Happy Valentine's Day again.
Okay. Why don't you get real close to the speaker there, Carrie? Happy Valentine's Day.
Are we leaving before the traffic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about we get home, if you know what I mean? Happy Valentine's Day. Joe Thomas of the Browns, the Hall of Famer. Great story on how he found out he was going into the Hall of Fame. That's coming up next hour. One more item. We close out hour one, GetRefunds.com. If you own a business, we know it's been a bumpy ride the last couple of years, and maybe there's help on the way. If your business has five or more employees, managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. And it's a refund of your taxes. It's not a loan. The challenge has been getting your hands on it, and that's where GetRefunds.com comes in. They have a team of tax attorneys they put together, highly trained in a little-known payroll tax refund program. They've already returned over $1 billion to businesses, and they might be able to help you as well. And they do all the work, no charge up front. They simply share a percentage of the cash they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify. Go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, and answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited amount of time, so don't miss out. Go to GetRefunds.com. Good luck.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.